Okay, we go to Hey Yamed Beis. We're moving along. Again, Chagiga starts very, very easy. Goes down easily. We talked about Rav Kahana Havegane Tutei Puria. Rav Kahana was underneath the bed. We talked about that Gemara. We talked about the tax collections, Shapur Malka, the signaling of the Caesars. A lot of different Gemaras. And the Gemara of Rav Kahana the bed was related to Mas Seicho. Right? And then he gave the answer of why he was able to talk that way. So the Gemara gives another drasha based on the concept of the concealment of Hashem. I would say it's just before the two dots. The two dots are in the middle of the page. So v'im lo sishma'uha b'mistarim tifka nafshi mipnei geva. It's a great pasuk. Im lo, let's read it again. V'im lo sishma'uha. And if you don't listen to this, b'mistarim tifka nafshi, my spirit will cry in the hidden chambers. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Mipnei geva, right? Because of your haughtiness, your stubbornness. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya mishmei derav. Makom yesh lo la'kadosh baruch hu. This is a very deep Gemara. It's used in a lot of Hasidic writing as well to discuss the suffering of Hashem. It's a major theological Gemara. There's a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Umistarim Shemo. And the name of that place is called Mistarim. Right? Because the Pasuk should have said, Beseser Tifka Nafshi. In private, my soul cries. But rather, since it says Mistarim, it implies there is some metaphysical place that's called Mistarim. So what does it mean, Mipnei Geva, because of your haughtiness? Amram Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mipnei Gavason Shel Yisrael, because of the exaltedness of the Jewish people, Shenitla Mehem, that was taken from them and given away to the Avodah Zarah people. God cries over that. Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Mipnei Gavason Shel Malchus Shemayim, because of the exaltedness of the Malchus Shemayim that was taken away, God weeps because of that, the diminished Malchus Shemayim. So first of all, that first pshat, that what does Mipnei Geva mean, that God cries that we had a greatness that was taken away from us. Rav Schechter uses that, I heard Rav Schechter use that as an argument for Jewish pride. That, is there a religious notion of Jewish pride? And Rav Schechter says this Gemara seems to indicate there is, that God cries because our geva is taken away, that we lost it. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. So you see there is an inyan to be a proud Jew, that God wants us to be proud and to be able to hold our heads high. Umi ika b'chi.
Not pride in the sense that they talk about today.
Means over things that are values, but you do see the concept of Jewish pride, which Rav Schechter interprets as a Jewish national pride of our people, that there is such a value to such a thing. Umi ika b'chi kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean God cries? V'amar Rav Papa ein atzivas lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Papa said there's no sadness before Hashem. He's not an emotional figure. Listen, you're giving anthropomorphic features to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving God human characteristics. There's two ways to understand that when the Torah does that. The Torah does it. We didn't do it. The Torah did it, right? The Torah does it all the time. So the question is, when it's a mashal, maybe it's allowed. That's the common understanding. But the deeper layer understanding, Rav Dessler talks about this, Maharal and others, is that when it says that God weeps, our crying is a mushal to understand the concept, what it means that God weeps. You understand? We're the mushal. There is a concept called God weeping. It's not a human concept. We have a weeping to understand what that means on some cosmic level. It's the mushal's reversed. It's a very deep idea. So
there's another reason, because everything Hashem does is for good, so Hashem feels there's really nothing to cry about.
Yeah, that too, because everything is called David Rachman Latavavit. So again, you have the Gemara is wondering, what does it mean that God is crying? So what does it mean over here? Umiika bichia kamea kadosh baruch hu. Does God have weeping? Mar papa ain't tzivs nevi kadosh baruch hu. Shenemar hod v'hadda lefan of oz v'ched v'mikomo. Glory and majesty are in front of him, and strength and delight are by his makom. So you see that he does, by him there's no crying. You see the Gemara was not bothered by the anthropomorphic problem, and the Gemara was bothered more by this challenge from the other pasuk, that it seems that God, the pasuk shows that God only displays happiness. by Hashem, while the other one indicates that Hashem is crying by him. Lo kasha, ha babati gave. The earlier pasuk, which says that God is crying, that's in the inner chambers. Ha babati bare. The happiness of Hashem is referring to the outer chambers. Ubabati barai lo, and there's no crying in the outer chambers. Vaksi vayikra Hashem Adonai Hashem zvakos bayamahu lebechi ula mispeid, a day that Hashem called out that day for crying. Ulekarcha lechagor sak, for eulogizing, removing the hair, and for putting on the sackcloth. So calling out means that it's publicly Hashem is crying. Shiny, when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tafilu Malachei Shalom Shabo, that even the angels of peace cried, Shenemar Heim Er Elam Tzaku Chutza Malachei Shalom Mar Yivkayun. Behold, for the Mizbeach, they cried on the outside, and the Malachim of peace, they cried very much so, like with Mivkayun, they mar, with bitterness. So even though he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wept only on his inner chambers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out on that day for the Malachim to cry on the outside. The Malachim were the ones who cried on the outside. So let's just read that Gemara a little bit. It's rooted in Pesukim, so you got to get it right. So it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Im lo tishma'ua b'mistarim tivkanashim ipnei geva. And if you don't listen to this, my spirit's going to cry in the hidden chambers because of your gaiva. Amar Shmuel bar inyem ishmei derav, makom yeshol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a place who mistarim shemo, and it's called mistarim. Maim ipnei geva, what does it mean because of your haughtiness? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak tupshatim, either because the gavasin shall Yisrael, the greatness of the Jews that was taken from them and given to the non-Jews. The second pshat is Rav Shul Bar Nachmanu says the Gavasin Shel Malchus Shemayim that was taken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and removed. So now about the crying thing. Is there crying in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Papa Einat Tzivus Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says Hod V'Hadol Lefanoz Chavim Komo. So Lo Kasha, the answer is Bate Gavai, in the inner chambers God cries, Bate Barai on the outside. What, on the outer chambers there's no crying either? There's no crying? Vaksiv, it says Vayikra Hashem Elokim Tzvakos B'yamalu B'chilu Mispel Karach L'Arasak. He calls out for crying. No, shiny by the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Da'afilu Malchesh Shalom Shabo Bachu. He has the angels of peace. They're crying. Shenamar Hein Eralem Tzaku Chutzah Malchesh Shalom Marivku. Because behold, for the Mizbech, they cried on the outside. The Malchesh Shalom cried bitterly. Okay. So now let's go a little further on that idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying. The Gemara wants to do this now. So the Gemara says, V'damoa Tidma V'teired Eini Dima Kinishba Eider Hashem. And I will cry, and my eyes will drip with tears, because of the flock of Hashem is taken into captivity. Let's read that again. V'damoa tidma, and I shall surely, when you have the double usage, it's surely, I shall surely cry, v'teirid einei, and my eyes will drip with tears, dima kinishpa eider Hashem, because the flock of Hashem has been taken into captivity. Hashem. Yeah, I think so. So let's see. Amar Rabbi Lazar, shlosh demos halal. What are these three expressions of tears that are mentioned here? Right, it says damoa tidma, and then it says teired eini dima. Those are three usages of tears here. What are the three tears that are talked about over here? Achas al mikdash rishon, one for the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. Achas al mikdash sheni, one for the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Va'achas al Yisrael shegalu b'mkomen, and one for Bnei Yisrael who were exiled from their home. V'yikadamri, some say achas al bitul Torah, God cries also for bitul Torah, and that's one of them. We're not sure which one it replaces. Could be the first one represents both Batei Mikdashes. Bishlom l'mandar, I understand according to what it says that the third tier is for the Bnei Yisrael who were exiled. That's why it says ki nishpa eder Hashem, for the flock of Hashem taken to captivity. But where do you see bitul Torah in these psukim? My ki nishpa eder Hashem. No, kevan shug, it's tied together. Because kevan shugolu Yisrael mim koman, when the Jews have to be on the run, ein lecha bitul Torah gadol mizeh. There's no greater cause for this neglect of the study of Torah. So the third tier is how gullus ties into a disruption of Torah. What's this? Rav Chaim Soloveitchik wrote on this, the Rav's son, rupture and reconstruction. Is thesis an idea of how whenever there is sort of you have your order and then there's something that breaks it and forces us to reinvent ourselves, to recreate a new style of Torah, a new style of halacha. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, rabbis taught, Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bochalem Choyam, that God cries for three people every day. Al she'efshar la'asok b'Torah ve'eino osok, one who's able to learn Torah but does not. Al she'efshar la'asok b'Torah, one who is unable to learn Torah and yet that person still does. That's a funny one. That's always a good Dvar Torah source. It would seem that God would be happy for a person who pushed themselves to learn when they couldn't learn, didn't have any time, and they find, yet God is sort of pained by somebody who has no time, and they push themselves to learn Torah. So it's strange. So one pshat is that God cries over a person who, you know, this person would have done so well had they had more time to learn Torah. So God's crying over that. They had no time. They found something to kvetch out. But halavai, if this person would have had more ability to learn Torah, could have been.
You don't want
to
say they're happy tears and the other one's sad tears?
Nah, because it sounds like here the whole flow of the Gemara sounds like, yeah. The other pshat is that this person had no business learning. You know, someone who has no business sitting and learning, they're making a mess of things. They're destroying every Gemara. They're late sim in the base medrash, and here they are sitting and learning. That's someone to say that. Now, Alparnas Hamas Gayatziwa, and some say it's referring, and the third one that God cries for is like a president who runs the community with arrogance, right? You know, guy runs like a real jerk. Rabba Havei Nokit Sefer Kinos. Rebbe was once holding kinos, Echa, probably referring to Echa, the Kakari Begave, and he was reading inside of it. Kimati lahai psuka hishlich mishamayim arts. When he came to the pasuk where it says he threw from heaven down to earth the glory of Bnei Israel, nafal min yade, Echa fell out of his hands. He said, me'igra ram labira amikta. We went from such a high place. The Jews had such great days, and we've fallen so low to a deep pit. Rebbe Reb Chia have a shakla v'azav arach. Rebbe Chia were once going on a journey, and kimata lahai masamr. When they came to a certain town, they said to the people there, "Ikatzur ba'ape." If there was a talmid chacham here, merabanan have nachav na'alpe. Ikatzur merabanan have nechad as the kabel ape. If there's a talmid chacham here, we'll go and give him our coven. Omri, the people of the town said, "Ikatzur merabanan hacha." There is a talmid chacham here. However, maor einayim hu. Maor einayim means a euphemism. He's blind, right? He's blind. Amr Reb Chia said to Rebbe, "Tivata, you stay here. Lo tezalzel b'nesiyoscha. It's a denigration of your position as a nasi to go and schlep and visit this guy. I don't know how great he is, you know. So you stay. I'll go see. Ezel anivakva. I will go and pay him my respect." Takve alzabahade. Rebbe overcame him, Reb Chia, and said, "I'm going. You're not telling me to stay behind." Takve, he went and alzabahade. He overcame him. Kihave mipater mine. When they were leaving the blind talmid chacham, Amarlo, he said to them, "Atem ikbaltem panimimer. You came to pay your respect to one who is seen but cannot see. Tisku lahakpil panim haroim ve'enanirim. May you be zocha to pay your respect to the one who sees but is not seen," meaning Hashem. Amar le Rebbe said to Reb Chia, "Iku hashtem amarechata. Had I listened to you and not come, you would have prevented me from getting such a beautiful bracha." Amar le said to the blind guy, "Miman shmelecha. Where did you hear this that paying a talmid chacham, respect talmid chacham is a big inyan? What do you think the makor for that is?" Meaning, they knew from the fact that he gave them such a bracha that this was a big deal they came. So like, where'd you get it that was such a big deal, by the way? So he says, "Mepirkei d'Rab Yaakov Shmailei." I heard it from a drusha by Rab Yaakov. D'Rab Yaakov ish kvar chitaya. So Rab Yaakov kvar chitaya would go and pay respects to his teachers. Ki kash, when Rab Yaakov became old, Amar le lonit sar maris. Teacher said to him, "Don't make yourself crazy to visit. The lo yachil mar. You're unable to do it." Amar Reb Yaakov said, "Mi zucher hai dechtib rabbanan. Is it a small inyan which it says about the rabbis? Vayechi od lenetzach lo yira shachas ki yira chachamim yamosu." Right? It's a beautiful pasuk from Tehillim that he will then live for eternity, never see the pit, because he sees the wise people, right? Meaning that you see older people, you see Talmid HaChachamim, Ma Roch V'Siyachia. If one who sees wise men as they're dying are going to live, certainly if you go see them B'Chayeyem, Alachas Kama V'Kama, as they're alive, how much more so you're going to live and have a long life. So let's read this Gemara again. These are all Yesodistic Ashkafic Gemaras. So many things are being covered. So I'm not going to read the Mistarim Tivka Nafshi Gemara again, but let's just go from V'damoa titma teirid ene dima kinishpa eder Hashem. "And I shall surely weep, and my eyes will drip with tears, for the flock of Hashem is taken into captivity." Amar Belazar, these three tears, what are they there for? So the first set, the Gemara talks about three tears. One is for Mikdash Rishon, one is for Mikdash Sheni, one is for Yisrael Shagam. Golem Kom, went into exile. Some say one is for Bittul Torah. Now, the pshat that says Golem from Koman makes sense. Bittul Amandam Golem Koman, because it says Ki Nishpa Eder Hashem, the flock is taken in captivity. But the one who says, referring to Bittul Torah, how do you understand the pasuk? My Ki Nishpa Eder Hashem, came to us from Koman, Ein Lecha Bittul Torah Golem Izeh. A braisa that's similar about God crying is then quoted. Three, a Kaddish Baruch Hu cries for every day. So, by the way, if we're on a game show and they ask you, what are the three tiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu a euphemism for? It's Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, and Galus / Bittul Torah. What is the Bryce's reference of three people God cries for every day that's different? That's a Talmud Chacham, that's who could have learned Torah and didn't, or someone who had no business learning Torah and learned Torah. And number three, a Parnes HaMizgal at Tzibor, like a president or a board, the head of a board, who imposes himself on the Tzibor in a Gaivedic way. Rabbi held on to a Sefer Kinos Eicha, and he was reading inside when he got to the Pasuk Hishlich Mishamayim Maritz. Again, this Pasuk now goes back to the notion of, you know, the fallen pride of the Jewish people. Nafal Min Yadei, it fell out of his hands, and he said, Me'ikram Labira Amikta, from a high roof to a deep pit. Now, here's an event involving Rebbe. Rabbi Reb Chia Havei Shaklu Va'azi Ba'orcha. They were going on the way. Kimat Alai Masamra. When they came to a certain town, they said, Iketzub Rabbanan Hacha. Is there a Talmud Chacham here? Nazel V'nikbo Papi. Let's go visit him. Amr Iketzub Rabbanan Hacha. There's a famous Talmud Chacham here, and he's blind. Amr Le Reb Chia. There was a famous Yosef Wanevsky in YU. There was a great blind Talmud Chacham sitting in the YU library. Fourth floor, Rabbi Yosef Wanevsky, really old school. And he would sit there and you would just, it would be unbelievable. People would sit by him all day and he would just say things and have kids saying to him what they learned that day, just so he'd keep getting more information.
What's the difference if he's blind or not? If he's Talmud Chacham, what's that fact? More throwing than that fact, right?
Yeah, I think there was a certain schus of his, you know what?
Maybe because of the tears we're talking about?
No, this is the one that God's crying about, the one who wasn't able to learn and learned. That's the tears. Here, maybe this is the example of the one who was not able to learn and found a way to learn. That's who God is crying over. Shkoyach. So, joint effort. Amr Lebechiel the Rebbe. Tivat Lezavid Siyasei. You stay here. It's not kavodik for you to come over here, right? It's not kavodik for your nesias. Aizel ana, I'm gonna go over akbilape. Talk with Azbadi. He overcame and said, "I'm come with you." When they were leaving the blind Talmud Chacham, Amr Lehi said to them, "Atem ikbaltem panim anirim. You came to receive a face that is seen, ve'ein aroim, but not seen. Tisku lakab panim aroim ve'ein anirim. You should be thelsa zocha to makabel a face that sees, ve'ein anirim, and cannot be seen." Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Lehi said to him, "If I would have listened to you, Rebbe says, and I would have stayed, you would have held me back from that bracha." Amrulay, they turned back to him and said, "Manshmaylam apirke, manshmaylacha. Where'd you get that from? That it's important to makabel the pnei of a talmud chacham?" He said, "I got it from the pirke of Rabbi Yaakov Shmili. Rabbi Yaakov ish kvar chitaya, have a makabel ape right. Would visit the faces of Rebbeim kol yom every day. Kikash when he got old. Amrulay lonet star mar. They told him, don't be sad. The loyal chomar that mar can't make it stay. Amrulay mi zucher is." He said, "I'm going to sit and not come? Is it a small thing what it says by the Rabbanan, Vayechi od lenetzach lo yirena shachas, you shall not see the deep pit, ki yireh chachamim yamosu." It's the one who sees chachamim when they're dying. Ma haroa chachamim b'misasim, one who sees chachamim as they're dying. Yechia has life. B'chayeh and al in their lifetime, al achas kama v'kama. How much more so in their lifetime? We'll stop there for today.